So you have something for Christmas, okay? Anyway, before we get to that, we're going to cover some stuff first, and then we'll slide it in, give the people a chance to tune in. Okay, gas is not good for the air and health. The price may be coming down, but gasoline is bad. The exhaust from gasoline cars is carbon monoxide. Carbon monoxide eats oxygen, causes cancer. Ethanol, the fuel that a lot of people don't like, is the best. Go look it up, folks. If this was the age of no computers, I understand. But because of computer age, you can go look it up. How good ethanol is. So why is the world stuck on gasoline? Ethanol's exhaust makes oxygen. It does not eat oxygen. You can burn a bowl of ethanol in your living room and you won't have to evacuate the house. But if you're burning gasoline, you're out. You can't be in the house. Okay? And ethanol is made from sugarcane, corn, whatever green. So we'll never run out of fuel. Not like oil. So why not do ethanol? It's better for the economy. It's better for the state. It's cleaner. You spill it, no problem. It doesn't kill the grass. It doesn't kill the fishes. So what's the deal? The deal is money. Oil companies don't want to do ethanol because any Tom, Dick, and Harry can make ethanol with a still. Ethanol is bootleg liquor. Moonshine, or whatever you call it. Okolehau. That's ethanol. Go look in the back of the bottle on the vodka. The ingredients is 70% ethanol, 30% water. So, if all of this propaganda that ethanol is no good, it eats rubber, plastic, fiberglass, and melts plastic, would you be able to drink it? I don't think so. But does people have common sense? I don't think so. I was up on the Big Island this past Thursday, and I checked the fuel there. I was really shocked. And Harvey, if you're listening, Harvey, I think you gotta go talk to the city council on Kauai. Because on the Big Island, the Shell 92 checked out at 89. Yes, sir. 89. Not like Kauai. Okay? So, what can I say? I was expecting to see Big Island really low. It's not. In fact, it's one notch higher than Oahu. How's that? Dean, if you're listening, that's what it was, 89 for the Big Island. I couldn't believe it. I had to do it twice. Anyway, you have to push for the legislatures to get rid of safety check. Because number one, it's not being enforced. Number two, it's not being checked properly. It's not being checked properly. And if a car gets a big accident because it wasn't checked properly, and the brakes failed, the state will get sued because their people okayed that vehicle to be on the road. If you have any questions, give us a call, 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay? So, anyway, we're going to get to our trivia questions and our giveaways soon. But we need Wanda here so that she can handle the phones. The real cost is over budget. Hello, folks. What about H3 freeway? Did it go over budget? Did it go over budget? Yes. It was the most expensive freeway in the USA. We're going to have the most expensive rail in the USA. You watch. They haven't hit town yet. And once they get the rail to town, the cost is going to skyrocket. Wait and see. Okay? I don't know. People want the rail. Hope they can pay for it. So, but anyway. If you have a question, give us a call at 808-296-5467. Do not run your fuel, your gas, down below quarter tank, folks. The fuel pump is located in the gas tank, and the gas at quarter tank is still cooling the pump. When you go below quarter tank, the electric fuel pump in the tank heats up. The gas is what cools it. Now you ask why they put it in the gas tank? It's because they want it to break. They want it to break. And it's expensive. So, it's up to you. You want to run it to the empty and let the light come on. And it's up to you. Okay? But, anyway, the Shell station on the corner of White Camilo and King Street across of Farrington High School has shut down. Cost of the lease rent was way too high for a gas station. $24,000 a month and going up next year? I don't think so. Okay, who do we have on the line?
We have Harvey.
Hey, Harvey. Hello?
Hey, George.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you, too. 89 octane and Hilo.
89 in Hilo, man. Oh, I was shocked because Oahu is only 88. What's up with that?
I got no idea.
And what is Kauai?
79,
80. Oh, my God. Goodness, Harvey. How? I cannot believe it.
But anyway, did Wanda walk in yet?
Not yet.
Oh, okay, then I cannot answer the question.
Yeah, she's sometimes come in a little late. Just a little.
Okay. Ask her.
Why don't you hang on? Hang on to the line and let me take this other call.
Okay,
who's the other call?
Andy.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, if we go to a doctor and if he half checks us or checks us 80% of the way or 30-40% of the way, we will be a lot safer and last longer than if we went there and he didn't do nothing, zero, or we didn't go at all.
Well, that's true, but 40 states have cut safety check because there's no federal funding. The money that you pay for safety check does not cover the costs of all the people working in administrative staff. who would do business and hire employees and give away food and not be able to cover the costs. You go broke. And that's the reason, one of the reasons why our state is going broke, because it's poor management. And the rest of the states, I think it's about 40 of them, gave up safety check because of that reason. There's no federal funding. And they changed the rules and made it a law that if a policeman saw something unsafe on your vehicle, you get a $400 fine. So people took it on their own and went to the service department to have them check out the car so it's safe.
Yeah. I know they check my windshield wipers, check the water, and if they didn't do that, it would be a lot more accidents.
Well,
people don't have any water.
I've been looking at cars going down the road with new safety stickers, no taillights. And I also see them with bald tires. In fact, my son Todd serviced a customer's car, and it was super unsafe. It passed safety check. The CV shaft, the axles on the front, were ready to fall off. And if they did, they would rip off the steering, rip off the brake line, and no brakes, no steering. Another thing on that car, the floorboards were so rotten, it's a miracle that the driver was still in the car. It passed safety check.
I'm a good driver. I've driven taxis with no brakes. But, you know, everybody can't do that. I just knew how to stop it.
So, you see, that's the reason why if they're not going to do it right, then don't do it. And the cost. The cost is, there's no money to pay the administrative people. You're lucky if you got enough money to pay for the sticker.
Well, if they don't do it, that means that you and I won't be around too long.
Well, I think they got to look at the other states, like Oregon. Oregon, for one, does not have senior citizens' property tax. Oregon takes care of the seniors. Oregon also has no safety check. They have a law that if the policeman catches your car unsafe, no headlight, a cracked window, $400 fine. Yeah, when the fine is high, people listen. When the fine is cheap, they don't listen.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks for the information.
Okay, welcome. Merry Christmas.
Happy.
So, anyway, getting back to this, the laws, I'm against also seatbelts, because the government should not have the authority to implement laws that does not endanger other people. If you're not wearing a seatbelt, it does not endanger anybody but yourself. So how can they say that it's illegal to drive your vehicle with no seatbelt? The next thing you know is when you go up on your roof to pick mangoes, they're going to say, hey, we have a new law now. You have to have a safety harness in case you fall from the roof. You get a fine. A $200 fine for that. They don't. It's against your constitutional right, folks. As long as you're not endangering anybody else but yourself, they shouldn't be able to make laws like that. Not having car insurance, yes, you can. They can make a law for car insurance, because if you hit somebody and you don't have car insurance, the person you hit takes a loss. Okay? So, anyway, that's my point on that. If you have any questions, give us a call. 808-296-5467. I can go down the list of all the cars we come across that are unsafe, but with a safety check. Lots and lots of them, folks. Okay, who's next on the line?
We have Ron from Honolulu.
Hi, Ron.
Hello. Hi, George.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you, too. Thank you. And Happy New Year, too. I know I'm changing the topic. I think you were talking about automotive before, but you know the news about the rail yesterday? You know how it's the cost is soaring now? I think you saw the front page of the paper yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I was wondering, you know, I actually called when Mike had a couple of guests, and, you know, I know they I was told that, well, they can't put underground. You know, I've been to many cities in different parts of the world where, of course, they have elevated further out. But in the central city, like downtown, like in Singapore and New York, they're all underground.
Mm-hmm.
And I was told that they can't put a subway underground here because the ground is too soft, that there's ocean here, or the waters, the ground's too saturated. But I always thought, you know, they have high-rise towers, but I always thought that they had the technology to do anything anywhere. I guess not, huh?
I don't know about you, but I smell a rat.
Do you think that they have the technology to build a subway on the King Street?
Well, think about it. Think about this. They said that it's not good because there's water underground and all that stuff, and the ground's too soft, right?
Or, you know, this ocean or this, you know, like saturated.
Yeah. Okay. Stop and think. How in the world are they building those high rises?
That's exactly what I mentioned. 40, right here. I'm right at Pensacola and King, and there are 46 story oval towers, the Mona Pacific, 46 floors.
How? Do you know they never drove any piles in the ground?
For those buildings?
Yep.
Wow, I didn't know, because, you know, when I first moved here, they were building a lot of, you know, back in 1989, they were building quite a few high-rise towers, you know, especially along Alameda Boulevard, and I would see these pile drivers. Every one of these buildings did pile drivers, but I guess I wasn't paying as much attention now.
They can't drive piles because the ground is hollow. It has lava tubes under there.
Is that under the ground where the Mona Pacific is located?
All of them.
Wow, you know, I mean, and there are no basements. A lot of these buildings I heard have no basements.
Yeah, because it's you go down 8 feet, you got water.
I know nothing about engineering, as you can see, structural engineering.
Well,
how do these towers stand?
They're only standing on a concrete slab.
Yeah.
And then the first earthquake come along, it's going to fall.
Yeah,
the
not.
Governor, Abercrombie, forced the head of HCDA, who does the permitting, forced him to give them the permit.
Oh, well, I don't know when the Mona Pacific was built.
When I was one of the first HCDA members,
mm-hmm.
and we did the soil test because we were the ones to go give away, okay, the permits. So
right.
We wanted to make sure we're giving the permit in a right way.
Right, right.
Now, I went into one of the meetings with the head of the HCDA. He had a public hearing, and I signed up to speak, and he really didn't want me to speak. Because I asked him, when did the rules for Kaka'ako change?
Wow.
And he said, it didn't. It's still the same. So I said, well, then you're breaking the rules.
Wow. What about Waikiki? Like, they have some of the hotels that were built in the mid-80s, like the...
I don't know about Waikiki. Waikiki was out of my district.
Oh, I see.
Okay, Kaka'ako was from Atkinson, King Street,
right.
to Punchbowl.
Like Ward Avenue and Kapi'olani?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And all of that high-rises that are coming up in Kaka'ako, I can tell you right now, the ground has a lava tube and is hollow. And it is not supposed to have been built.
Wow. So that means they wouldn't be able to put a subway under there either?
Well, as far as a subway, maybe you can. Yeah, because it's got a thick concrete shell.
Yeah.
Like a pipe going through the ground, so it'll be okay. But as far as a high-rise with all that weight standing on the ground,
right.
I don't think so.
Is that why they do it? They do the pile drive. Is that to test the ground, or is that to actually put the supports?
The pile driving is like the roots of the tree.
Right.
Now, if the tree don't have no roots, it ain't going to stand, my friend.
Right. Right. I understand.
Same thing.
Yeah. I just hope nothing happens.
Well, I keep telling people, but nobody listen. People only listen at the funeral.
Yeah. And,
I tell them, you get a string, put a little rock on a string to hold it up, to hold it straight. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And line it up with the building and go, look, the building is not straight with the string.
Like a 90-degree angle?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Wow, it's kind of scary, but you know.
I know. So be careful when you go through Kakaako, because the buildings can fall.
I'm not disagreeing with you. Like I said, I know nothing about engineering.
Yeah, I hope they had some magic or some super glue to stick it to the ground.
Well, but he's out of office now, Abercrombie.
Yeah, but his other guy is in.
Oh, yeah.
And from what I hear from different groups, they've been trying to get him to sign some papers. He won't sign until next year.
Sign what papers? I'm sorry.
I don't know. What kind of... Some documents and stuff. He won't do anything until next year.
You mean from January 1st on?
Yeah.
I don't understand that. If he's in office on December 1st, why does he have to wait until January?
Good question.
Yeah. Well, I was just curious. So they can build subway... Like, for instance, I know you got to go to other calls. They can build, like... You know how they... In
yeah,
New York,
because it doesn't need any support like a building.
Right. Like, I can understand. Well, maybe not a half a block like Alamona Boulevard, but like King Street, for instance. That's like putting a subway underneath 8th Avenue in New York City.
Yeah, no big deal.
Yeah, I figured that, but I don't know. I can't argue with especially I'm not going to argue with somebody who's been living here for decades versus me in 2 decades. Even though I first came here 4 decades ago, but I was only a visitor back then.
Yep.
Okay, then.
Okay.
Hey, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, George. You're welcome.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we got to go to a station break. And you're listening to Hawaiian Automotive 101 coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we'll be right back.
Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dimes. Giddy up, giddy up.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's rolling, Bob?
Hey, George, Merry Christmas. How's everything?
Merry Christmas, Bob.
And you know, the last caller, I was listening with fascination, and I had the answer for him.
What's that?
They built a tunnel from France to England, across the English Channel.
Okay.
With trains on the trains and cars use the tunnel.
There you go.
So, when people go, oh, well, you can't build a 10-mile subway, I go, why? You know, I mean, if you go back in history, they built the pyramids, they built the Great Wall of China. You know, some of the roads the Romans built are still in use today. They haven't repaired them. and we come fast forward to where we live, and we can't get a road the last 2 years.
That's right.
It's all about the
money, my friend.
I don't know. You know, sometimes you got to sit back and go, wait a minute. This, like I always say, say it out loud to yourself. Sometimes when you say it out loud, you go, well, that's just dumb. And I was listening to it like, well, wait a minute. We can't build a subway because there's water under the rock. Okay. Okay. And the ground is too soft. But, you know, the best one was, oh, but what if we have an earthquake? I said, hey, if you have an earthquake, you don't want to be in a 20-story building either.
That's right.
If the building, you know, they say, oh, it's earthquake proof. If the ground opens up, it's no earthquake proof.
That's right.
You know, I don't mean to laugh to make light of it, but, you know, like you say, we go into these things. You got to have the safety check. You got to have this. You know, the other guy had a good point. I would agree. If for that moment your car is safe, but it's like anything that you inspect, it's at that moment. So you have to look at the cost reward. And I like what you were saying about if you get in an accident, what I really think would fix things, but the police just come write a quick report and leave. They really don't go, how did this accident happen? Right? You know what I'm talking about, George? Mm-hmm. They used to do insurance. Like, do they look at the brakes? Do they look at the tie rod?
No.
No, they just go, oh, you ran into the back of the car. Okay, here's your paper, here's your paper. And all that insurance goes up. Now, I know we can't afford every accident, but randomly, pick an accident, analyze what happened, like they do with airplanes. That's how air travel got saved, because they would look at it.
That's too much work for them.
Well, I'm saying don't do every accident. Have one person that just
They don't want to do any work, because I see them not even tagging red light runners.
Well, don't even get me started on I decided that until next year, I'm not commenting on the way people drive, because...
No, I'm talking about the police officers not tagging red light runners.
Oh, yeah, but the people shouldn't be running a red light either.
Well, they figured policemen are going to tag them so they can do it.
Well, that's what I mean. But, you know, the reason you don't run the red light isn't because you're going to get a ticket. It's so you don't kill yourself or somebody else.
Oh, they don't think that way.
Okay. Oh, I'm getting out of my Christmas spirit, so I'm leaving.
Okay.
Okay. As always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. Merry Christmas, everybody, and we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Aloha, Bob. Okay. Here's the first trivia question. This is for AMSOIL. You're going to have a gift certificate from AMSOIL. Okay? And the first trivia question is, when was AMSOIL started? What year was it founded and started? That's the question. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay? When was AMSOIL, the AMSOIL company, first started?
We have a caller, George.
Okay. Who's next?
It's Dylan, but he's not calling about the trivia.
Okay. Hi, Dylan.
Hello. Hey, how's it, George?
Merry Christmas.
I was just going to disagree with you about these towers in Kakaako. I'm 100% sure that they do have piles.
No, they don't.
They don't drive them anymore. They drill them 100 feet down. Hundreds of them.
Did you see it?
Yes. I worked firsthand.
Really?
Yes, sir.
And never fell through?
What do you mean fell through?
Go right through. Because
they drill them up, they pour concrete in them.
Okay, way back, when I was a board director for HEDA, there were several companies that, or developers that wanted to buy that corner on Water and Kapilani. When they drove piles down, it disappeared. And it disappeared, and we told them that there's a lava tube under there, and it's hollow.
They don't drive them anymore. They drill them.
Yeah. Okay, you drill them, but the thickness of the soil under there is not thick like normal. It's hollow. It's a huge lava tube under there.
Okay. Well, I don't know about that, but I know that we have piles.
Well,
hundreds of them.
Yeah.
And then we have pile caps sitting on top of them.
Okay.
The slab.
But it's not as solid as a solid ground. The ground in that area is all hollow.
Okay.
And I don't
well,
feel safe with that.
I think it's misleading to say that they you know they're sitting on nothing because I know firsthand that they get. So
even if you got those little spikes going down, you know
they're not little. They're 2 feet diameter.
No, what I mean by little is they don't go down 200 feet.
They go down 100.
Or 100 feet. 100 feet, but 10 feet, 11 feet, is from there is space.
Okay. Well, yeah, you know, I'm not an engineer, a soil engineer. I'm a land surveyor, but
We did that. Yeah, we did that for the permitting so that we would know, we would have the knowledge of saying yes or no that they could build.
Hmm.
And the three developers argued, and they went in and they drove the piles down and disappeared, and then they walked away. So,
our project's going strong, so I don't, you know, I'm proud of my tower that I'm building. So, I think it's misleading to say that it's.
Well,
you know,
we'll see if there is an earthquake, and we'll see if it's still standing.
Okay, brother.
Okay.
That's okay.
All right. Okay. Who's next?
We have Jim from Ever Beach.
Hi, Jim.
Hey, Greg. How are you, brother? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
But I got a question for you.
Okay.
I'm regarding about the buildings and stuff.
Okay.
But I live in Ever, and I think this is a good idea. They can build a bridge over to Ever Beach to Honolulu. And why is that? They don't do that instead of doing the rail.
Does it make sense, yeah? I don't know.
I think that's the fastest way, bro.
I know.
They're saying they're going to build a lot of buildings, businesses, and a couple of area. And they're not doing nothing about it.
Well, if you go and check the development plans for Kapolei and Ever Plains, if they had a EIS statement made. I don't think it was made.
Oh.
Because EIS would have failed it because it doesn't have, why it would fail was because if we should have a big earthquake on Oahu, there would be a big tsunami coming in, just like Japan. And the people in Kapolei and Ever would not be able to evacuate to safety. No way. Because that tidal wave, that tsunami, would come in a few minutes, right after the earthquake. That's why the people in Japan, thousands of them died, because they could not evacuate.
But if you think about it, we're in the islands. Where were you going to hide, you know what I mean? There's no other place.
Yeah, so that's why years ago, all that area was just cane field.
Right.
See, because cane field, oh, no big deal, you know, tsunami, that's all right. And if you look at Hilo, they had a big tsunami, and now they don't build anything there. But I don't know. It's just what I learned when Hiram Fong Sr. was in office.
It's just my question, Greg. You know, I just want to know. I think for me, it's easier. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. It's easier to make a highway across.
More faster.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something is up with that rail thing.
Yeah. I think it's money, eh?
Yeah, that's right. You hit it.
But anyway, thanks, Greg. Merry Christmas, man.
Merry Christmas. Okay. Break time. She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, "That kid that caused this wreck was drunk." Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, "This girl's gonna die." I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, "I love you, Mom." So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. And now, here's George!
Okay, we're back rolling again. And who do we have on the line?
We have Myra from Hawaii Kai.
Hi, Myra.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. The trivia answer, I think, is 1972.
Well, is that right?
Oh, don't you have, you don't have the answer?
Well, that's the answer.
Yeah, that's the right answer.
Okay. Get her information and stuff. Yeah. Oh. Okay.
Okay, hang on, Myra.
Okay, who's next?
We have Ren from Honolulu.
Hi, Ren. Hello. Oh. Okay. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. If you have the answer to the trivia. Okay? And Wanda is supposed to give another trivia question out. And that is for a Shell gas card. So as soon as she gets off the phone, she'll give you the trivia question. Okay? If you're on Kauai, you can get ethanol from Harvey Maeda. And If you haven't tried it, you should try it. It's very good. Harvey's number is 651-2813, 651-2813. Harvey also has the good raw purple motor oil with a high metal protector and a fantastic electronic rust-proofing device. Okay? So give Harvey a call. On Oahu, you can get that Royal Purple HPS oil. That's the high metal protector oil from Crestec Cleaning Center. Crestec also has the Greaser 2000, that fantastic cleaner. Okay? And Crestec's number is 942-2500. Okay. Who's next?
We have Keith from the Big Island.
Hi, Keith. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
George?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I want to wish you a very Merry Christmas.
Same to you, my friend.
Now, you saved me about $350.
Okay.
By having me take the light out of my airbag sender. And it worked. So I got my safety inspection.
Good.
All right. And I want to tell you how much I appreciate your commercial of the drunk driving girl.
That PSA, public service announcement, was made on a true story.
Yeah. But, I mean, I've only heard it on your program.
Yeah. We had it made for this young girl that died on the Pali Highway. And she got killed by somebody running the red light.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well.
And the guy was drunk, drunk, drunk.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I just did it so that it would touch the hearts of people and they would listen.
It does.
And don't drink and drive.
Brings tears to my heart every time I hear. All right. You have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Maybe
we will fix some more things like that.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas. Okay. Wanda's on the phone. Anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. She's supposed to read off the next trivia, which is a Shell gas card. Well, she's on the line. Okay, we got to go to a break, and we'll be right back. She's real fine, my four. Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and you have the trivia questions?
I do. You want to do another AMSOIL?
Yeah, we got to give away the AMSOIL first.
Okay. Who started AMSOIL? Name the person who started AMSOIL.
Okay, and give the question for the Shell gas card.
When did HRP close? What does HRP stand for?
Excuse me. Hawaii Raceway Park.
Okay.
When did it close? You got to excuse her. Okay. That's for Shell Gas Card. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay? That's for Shell Gas Card or the AMSOIL gift card. Either one. So, anyway, who do we have on the line now?
We have Rob from Aina Haina.
Hi, Rob.
Mele kalikimaka, George.
Same to you, my friend.
I thought I'd call in and let you know I'm still here with a living.
Good.
But boy, George, I really had to blow my mind about, you know, last Sunday, George, there was a big fat stuff inside a plastic bag out there by my mailbox on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And what it was, see, I don't buy or take a paper. To me, it's just rubbish, waste money, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But, so, you know, they're giving me a free Sunday paper, so, okay. Okay. The price is right.
Yeah, so, I think so.
George, after throwing away all the, you know, all the rubbish, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I got to one section, the real estate section, and I love the way they had it set up with all the high-rises down in Kaka'ako.
Mm-hmm.
And in big, bold letters, they're calling it Honolulu's Super Block.
Mm.
That's the name now, Super Block. Okay. So Hawaiian, yeah?
Yeah, sickening.
So I read through it, just a couple quick ones, George. So two more towers among the many, one at 43 stories and another at 47 stories.
Mm-hmm.
The Sheraton Waikiki is 31 stories, right?
Yep.
Okay, so everybody knows how big that is.
Yep. It's going to be big.
I look at the price, George, starting at $900,000.
No, that's not local, my friend.
2.8 million dollars per unit.
Wow.
So Hawaiian style, yeah?
Yes, sir. Anyway.
Anyway, so we
got to get moving, Rob.
Okie dokie.
Thanks for the call.
Bye.
Merry Christmas. Okay, who's next?
We have Steve from Kailua.
Hi. Merry Christmas.
Hi, Merry Christmas.
Yes, you're on the air.
Hey, yes, sir. I'm calling about the trivia question.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I believe it was Abercrombie's fault, and it closed back in 2006, if I remember correctly.
What trivia question are you calling about a trivia question?
Yes.
The trivia question was, when did Hawaii Raceway Park close?
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah, it was in 2006.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Give your name and stuff to Wanda. So
okay.
Hang on.
All right.
Okay. Who's next?
We have Pete from Holualoa.
Hi, Pete.
Hey, George. Thank you for all your advice, and I just wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas. I wish there was more programs like you on the air.
Again, thank you.
Yeah. Again, Merry Christmas and have a Happy New Year.
Same to you, my friend.
You're welcome.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay. Give us a call if you got the answer for the trivia question. 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay. She's on the phone, so I'll give you the second trivia question for a Shell gas card. Let's see. What Hawaiian royalty was born and passed away on the same date? The same day. And the day was December 11th. And he's passed away at age 42 on the very same December 11th. What Hawaiian royalty was that? Okay, that's for Shell gas card. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. Okay, who's next on the phone? Who do we have next? Wanda, who do we have next?
We have Jason from Kalihi.
Hi, Jason.
James from Kalihi.
Hi, James.
Hi.
You're on the air.
George?
Yes.
George?
Yes.
I'm calling about the racetrack when you close.
Oh, we got the answer already.
Yeah, I called a little while ago. Tell me to hold on.
Oh. Oh, okay. She didn't get your information.
She didn't talk to me yet.
Huh?
She didn't talk to me on my information.
Oh, okay. Just hang on.
All right.
Okay. Who's next on the line? Chaz? Oh, okay. So anyway, Wanda, you got to speed up the calls, Wanda. Okay, anyway, we're trying to give away the gas cards. So Wanda, you got to try to make the calls faster. The last call, he was trying to give you his information on the Hawaii Raceway Park closing.
Okay.
Yeah, so you got to get his information for the gas card. And who's the next on the line?
Hold on.
Hello?
Okay, it's Ren from Honolulu.
Hi, Ren. Hello? You're on the air. No, there's nobody there. So, let's go to the next call. Who's on the next line? Chaz? No? Okay. Yeah, Wanda's kind of tied up, so we can't get to the next call. You have the next call, Wanda? You have the next call?
Okay, we have Ren from Honolulu.
Hi, Ren.
Hi, I got an answer to the trivia.
Okay.
The founder of AMSOA is Al Amatuzio.
Is that right, Wanda?
That's right.
Okay. Hang on and give her your information.
Okay.
And who's next on the line?
We have Myra.
Hi, Myra.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Did someone get the last trivia question?
Which one?
The one about the person dying the same day?
Nobody got that.
Oh. It was a monarchy?
Yes.
Is it Prince Kohio?
No, I'm sorry. That's wrong.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. Question was, what royalty, what ali'i, born and died the same day? December 11th, and he was 42 years old. You know it's a he. So who was it? That's for Shell gas card, folks. 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. You notice we're giving away Shell gas cards because that's the gas we recommend, not the rest. We've had offers from other brands, Shell is the only one we endorse, okay? The Shell Premium, the 92, is the best. Okay, so Wanda, we need you on the line. Hello, Wanda? Oh, well. Anyway, let's move on, and I'll give you the next trivia question is, when Ala Moana Shopping Center was built, what four companies was the first company to occupy a space at Ala Moana Shopping Center? The shopping center was built in 1959. So what companies were the first to go there? Okay? 808-296-5467. Wanda, you got to cut your call shorter, Wanda. We got to get the phones lining up. Let's go, Wanda. We got a lot of calls.
Okay, we got Jerry from Honolulu.
Hi, Jerry.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay. You have the trivia answer?
I'll take a guess. Was it Kalakaua?
No.
Call us back and try again.
Okay, who's next?
Hello.
Oh. Well, anyway, we're getting backed up over here. I'm sorry. Well, that's the signal. We're ending the show. I'm sorry, folks. All I can say is Merry Christmas. And don't forget to tell that your loved ones that you love them before it's too late. Okay? And please, don't drink and drive. You might damage my car, so don't drink and drive. Okay? And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. For the Shell gas cars that we didn't give away, we're going to give it away next Saturday. Okay? So you'll have a belated Christmas gas card. Okay? Okay, so take care of each other, and we'll see you all next week. Aloha.